What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris. Thank you for choosing to tune in today. Hey, folks, in 5 minutes or less, I'm aiming to bring you value in your life, giving you actionable steps to improve your health and hopefully your happiness. With that, let's get into this episode of Monday Minutes. Hey, folks, welcome to Monday. I hope you had another remarkable weekend. Last week, we were talking about how to talk and how to listen. This week, in 5 minutes or less, we're going to be talking about the word grace. For me, this really comes back to my Christian faith. I believe that grace is a free and unmerited favor of God. It's His forgiveness of me for any of the sins I've ever committed, and Christ accomplished that on the cross. If you're not dialed into the Christian faith, think about grace in reference to how we talk about debt. You have a grace period. You can charge debt on a credit card or some kind of line of credit, and you have a period of time where no interest incurs and you're allowed to pay it off. And as long as you pay it off before that time period, you didn't have to pay extra. The reason I like to talk about grace is this is something that I'm not very good about when it comes to myself. I'm pretty good at forgiving other people. I know that there's some people out there that I believe wronged me, and I believe I wronged them. I have forgiven them. I have tried to mend the relationship, and in some cases they haven't wanted to reciprocate. So it's pretty easy for me to direct towards other people. I forgive you if you've wronged me. I don't want to carry around that heavy burden. That's the thing. I talk with friends. I remember one of my friends telling me, no, I'm not going to forgive someone. Man, they really wronged me. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, that's just going to poison you and your life. You holding a grudge against someone else, they don't care. You're carrying around this grudge, which is heavy, which is poisonous. And I've seen it on some of my friends that keep grudges, that don't extend grace. And it looks miserable. It looks miserable. Instead, I want to forgive people. I want to forgive people, even if I feel like, man, they really wronged me. Even if they haven't said, hey, Chris, I'm sorry I messed up. Will you please forgive me? I choose to forgive them. And I do it for a few different reasons. One comes back to my faith. I believe that God calls me to do that. Two, I think He calls me to do it because of the poisonous nature of carrying around that grudge, hatred backpack that's just crippling. So I choose to forgive others. But here's the tough thing, folks. This is where I haven't done well. I don't forgive myself. The narrative running through my mind of I'm not enough. I'm a failure as a dad. I'm a failure as a husband. I'm a failure as a podcast host. I'm a failure at whatever areas of life I have some type of responsibility in. Those are the narratives that run through my mind. Not every day. I forgive myself. I do. Unfortunately, I don't let it just rest there. I return to that backpack. And I throw it back on my back and I carry it around being frustrated and angry at myself or feeling defeated in one way or another. A number of years ago, I had a mentor ask me, as I was struggling with anxiety and depression and some violent thoughts that had gone through my mind, he said, hey, Chris, you say you're a Christian. You believe God's forgiven you of everything. And I said, oh, absolutely. He goes, okay, I have a question for you then. Have you forgiven yourself? And I pondered for a moment. No, I haven't. He goes, okay, well, you need to look in the mirror and you need to be able to forgive yourself. That's you need to do that before you can move on. And so it took me a few weeks, but eventually I looked at myself in the mirror and I forgave myself. And I've had to do it a few more times because again, I go and put the weight back on my back. But that's the challenge I have for you this week. Have you forgiven yourself? Have you forgiven other people? If not, do it. Trust me, it's going to be liberating. It's going to take stress out of your life, and it's going to make life a whole lot easier. Take care of each other. God bless.